الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خاتم المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. نكمل ما تبقى من الكلام على توحيد الله تبارك وتعالى، وقد تكلمنا على توحيد الربوبية وتوحيد الألوهية.
We'll inshallah complete what we started, and we already took Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, the Tawheed of Lordship, and the Tawheed of Godship or of Worship, inshallah ta'ala.
Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, qulna annahu ifrad Allah bi af'alihi.
And we said the Tawheed of Lordship of Rububiyyah is to single out Allah in His actions.
Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah wa ifrad Allah bil ibadah.
And the Tawheed of Allah is to single out, and the Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah is to worship Allah in worship.
قد بينا مسألة مهمة جدا في غاية الأهمية.
And we explained a very important matter.
وهي أن الموحد لله عز وجل توحيد الألوهية يجب أن يصرف العبادة كلها لله.
That the one who fulfills his tawheed in worship of Allah, then he must make all of his worship for Allah سبحانه وتعالى.
فمن صرف العبادة كلها لله إلا نوعا واحدا لغير الله فقد أشرك.
And so if a person were to make all of his worship for Allah and then make one thing, one shirk with Allah, then he would have committed shirk.
وَمَنْ صَابَ الْعِبَادَ كُلَّهَ لِلَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ إِلَّا مَرَّةً وَاحِدَةً عَبَدَ غَيْرَ اللَّهِ بِنَوْعٍ وَاحِدٍ مِنْ أَنْوَاعِ الْعِبَادَةِ فَقَدْ أَشْرَكَ.
And if a person were to commit shirk in any matters of the shirk, even one aspect of the shirk, then he would have worshipped other than Allah and committed shirk.
الله عز وجل لا يقبل من أعمال إلا ما كان خالصا له جل وعلا وحده ولا شريك له.
And Allah does not accept the deeds except those that are done purely for His sake.
قال الله تعالى وما أمروا إلا ليعبدوا الله مخلصين له الدين.
And Allah تعالى says that they were not ordered except to make their worship purely for the sake of Allah.
وقال جل وعلا بل الله فاعبد وكن من الشاكرين.
And Allah تعالى said but Allah worship Him and be of those who are grateful.
وقال تعالى إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين.
And Allah has said ordered us to say إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ that we worship you alone and you alone we seek your help.
وقال تعالى وَغَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا.
And Allah Ta'ala has said and Allah has decreed that you worship none but Him and that you be good to your parents.
وقال تعالى قُلْ إِنِّي أُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصًا لَهُ دِينِي.
And Allah Ta'ala has said say that I have been ordered to worship Allah alone making my religion purely for Him.
فمن عبد الله عز وجل وعبد معه غيره ولو بعبادة واحدة ولو مرة واحدة فقد أشرك.
So whoever worships Allah and then he worships someone other than Allah even one time, then he has committed shirk with Allah تعالى.
وهذا ما لا يفهمه كثير من الناس.
And this is something that many people don't understand.
فالمشركون الأوائل كانوا يعبدون الله عز وجل.
So the mushrikeen of before, they used to worship Allah.
لكن يعبدون معه آلهة أخرى.
But they used to worship with these with Allah other gods.
حتى أنهم بالشدة لا يعبدون إلا الله وحده.
And they would not worship other than Allah.
حتى أنهم بالشدة لا يعبدون إلا الله وحده.
In the times of hardship, they would not worship anyone but Allah.
كما ذكر الله عنهم. فإن المشركين الأوائل كانوا يعبدون الله عز وجل وحده ولا شريك له في الشدة.
So the mushrikeen of before, in the times of hardship, they would worship Allah alone.
كما ذكر الله عنهم أنهم إذا ركبوا في الفلك وغشيهم الموت دعوا الله مخلص له الدين.
So as Allah Ta'ala mentions about their situation, that if they were in a ship and the waves were coming and they thought that they were going to drown, then they worshipped Allah alone.
لم ينفعهم ذلك.
But this did not benefit them at all.
لأنهم إذا نجاهم إلى البر إذا هم بربهم مشركون.
Because when they came to land, then they would commit shirk with Allah.
فلن يكون الإنسان موحدا إلا إذا عبد الله وحده في جميع أحواله.
So a person cannot fulfill tawheed unless he worships Allah alone in all of his situations.
كانوا يقولون في تلبيتهم في الحج.
They used to say in their talbiyah during the Hajj.
لبيك اللهم لبيك.
That oh Allah, we are here, we have come.
لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك.
That oh Allah, we have come, there is no partner with you.
ثم يقولون إلا شريكا تملكه وما ملك.
Except for a partner that you you own and which you own.
فهم يعتقدون أن الآلهة الباطلة.
So they used to believe that these false gods
لا تخلق ولا تملك.
That they do not create and they do not own.
ولكن كانوا يعتقدون أنها تقربهم إلى الله زلفى قربا.
But they believe that these gods would bring them closer to Allah.
كما قال الله عنهم والذين كفروا أن يقولون
as Allah Ta'ala has said about them, that those who disbelieve,
مَا نَعْبُدُهُمْ إِلَّا لِيُقَرِّبُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ زُلْفَى إِلَّا لِيُقَرِّبُونَ اللَّهِ قُرْبَةً.
That those who disbelieve, they would say, we don't worship them except to draw us, to bring us closer to Allah.
فالله عز وجل لا يحتاج أن يقرب أحد من خلقه إليه.
So Allah is not in need of anyone being worshipped so that can bring them closer to Allah.
فقال جل وعلا وقال ربكم ادعوني استجب لكم فأمر بالدعاء ووعد بالاستجابة.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, ادعوني, call upon me, I will respond to you. So the dua is for Allah.
وقال الله تعالى وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب.
And Allah Ta'ala says, and when my servants ask you concerning me, then I'm indeed close. That I respond to the supplicant when he makes dua. So let them respond, let them seek make dua to me, and I will respond to
them.
And let them believe in me.
فبما أن الله قريب.
Allah is indeed close.
ويجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعاه.
And he answers the supplicant when he calls upon him.
فلماذا نتخذ من دونه آلهة أخرى؟
So then why would we take others as gods besides him?
فمن دعا الآلهة الأخرى.
So whoever calls upon another god.
فقد عبده من دون الله.
And he has worshipped that other god besides Allah.
لأن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول الدعاء هو العبادة.
Because Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم has said that the dua is the worship. The dua is the worship.
فمن قال مدد يا رسول الله.
And whoever said help me, O Rasulullah.
أو مدد يا سيدي فلان.
Oh مدد أو so and so.
فهذا أشرك بالله.
Then he has committed shirk with Allah.
والله يقول جل وعلا في كتابه.
And Allah عز وجل has said in his book.
فقلت استغفروا ربكم إنه كان غفارا.
And I told them to seek forgiveness of their Lord. Indeed, He is ever forgiving.
يرسل السماء عليكم مدرارا.
That He will send the rain upon you in abundance.
ويمددكم بأموال وبنين.
And He will increase you in wealth and children.
فالله هو الذي يمد عباده بالعطاء.
And so Allah is the one who increases in giving.
فلماذا يقول المسلم لغير الله المدد المدد؟
So why would anyone go to anyone else besides Allah and say, help me, O help me?
والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إذا سألت فاسأل الله.
And Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, when you ask, ask Allah.
وإذا استعنت فاستعن بالله.
And when you seek help, seek the help of Allah.
والله يقول وآتاكم من كل ما سألتموه. وآتاكم أعطاكم من كل ما سألتموه.
And I am the one who gives you for everything that you ask.
وأن تعدوا نعمة الله لا تحصوها.
And if you were to count the blessings of Allah, you would never be able to enumerate or count them.
فهذا ليس من الدين ولا من العقل.
So this is not from the religion and it's not from intelligence.
أن يعبد المخلوق مخلوقا مثله.
That the creation worships another creation like himself.
بل الواجب أن يعبد الله وحده لا شريك له.
But it is obligatory for us to worship Allah alone.
وهنا مسألة مهمة جدا جدا.
And here is an important issue.
وهو أنك إذا عبدت الله عز وجل.
That is if you worship Allah عز وجل.
ولم تعبد معه إلها آخر.
And you do not worship any god besides him.
يجب أن تؤمن.
Then it is obligatory for you to believe.
بأن كل معبود يعبد من دون الله فهو معبود بالباطل.
That anything that is worshipped besides Allah, then it is a false deity.
حتى أنك لو لم تعبده.
And even if you did not worship him.
واعتقدت أنه معبود بالحق ويستحق العبادة.
But you believe that he deserves worship.
فقد بطل إيمانك وتوحيدك.
Then your iman is null and void.
فلا بد أن تعبد الله بنفسك.
So you must worship Allah by himself.
وأن لا تعبد غيره.
And not to worship anyone besides him.
وأن تعتقد أن كل معبود سواه فهو باطل.
And to believe that every deity besides him is باطل, is false.
فلا يقول قائل.
So no one would
say, عن نفسي ألا أعبد الله.
That I worship Allah.
ولا أعبد من دونه إلها آخر.
And I don't worship anyone besides him.
وغير له الحق أن يعبد.
And others, they have the right to be worshipped.
وأسأل الله لهم التوفيق.
And I hope success for them.
هو على خير وأنا على خير.
They're upon good and I'm on
هو على طريق وأنا على طريق.
I'm on a path and he's on a path.
وكل الطرق تؤدي إلى الله.
And all the paths, they go to Allah.
فهذا أبطل الباطل.
This is the worst of falsehood.
فإن الله يقول إن الدين عند الله الإسلام.
For Allah Ta'ala said that the religion with Allah is Islam.
والإسلام هو الاستسلام والانقياد لله بالطاعة.
And Islam is submitting to the orders of Allah.
فلا يقبل الله عز وجل إلا التوحيد والاستسلام لوجه الكريم.
So Allah does not accept tawheed and submitting to His orders.
وهذا معنى قوله جل وعلا.
And this is the meaning of His statement, سبحانه وتعالى.
فمن يكفر بالطاغوت ويؤمن بالله.
Whoever disbelieves in the طاغوت and believes in Allah.
فقد استمسك بالعروة الوثقى.
Then he has taken the firm handshake.
العروة. قول العروة.
The firm handshake.
This is عروة.
Oh.
هذه عروة أي المكان الذي يمسك به الشيء.
So this is the handshake. This is where you the grip, the handhold, where you hold the jar here.
فالذي يتمسك بالإيمان الصحيح.
So the one who is holding on to the correct iman.
تمسكا بعروة.
He has
موثوقة قوية.
He is holding on to this handhold.
وذلك الذي
And that is the one.
يكفر بالطاغوت ويؤمن بالله.
That is the one who disbelieves in the طاغوت and he believes in Allah.
فمن يكفر بالطاغوت ويؤمن بالله فقد استمسك بالتوحيد بالدين بالعروة الوثقى الموثوقة القوية.
So whoever believes in Allah and disbelieves in the طاغوت, then he has held on to this handhold, this firm handhold.
فالطاغوت هو كل ما يعبد من دون الله عز وجل.
And the طاغوت is every false deity worshipped besides Allah.
وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has said
اتبع لهذا الحديث
Listen to this hadith
واجعله من محبوباتك
And make it of those things that you have memorized
واستدل به عند الحاجة
And use it as evidence when you need it
قال صلى الله عليه وسلم من قال لا إله إلا الله
رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم has said whoever says لا إله إلا الله
وكفر بما يعبد من دون الله
And has disbelieved in what is worshipped besides Allah
دخل الجنة
Then he would enter Jannah
فلا بد أن تقول لا إله إلا الله
So it's important You must say لا إله إلا الله.
أي لا معبودة يستحق العبادة مع أحد مع الله.
That there is no deity worthy of worship except for Allah.
ولا بد أن تكفر بكل ما يعبد الله. كل ما يعبد الله تقول هذا باطل لا يجوز لا لي ولا لغيري.
And you must disbelieve in everything that is worship besides Allah.
من قال هذا قولا واعتقادا.
So whoever says this in speech and in belief.
دخل الجنة.
Then he would enter the Jannah.
التوحيد الثالث توحيد الأسماء والصفات.
The third type of tawheed is the tawheed of names and attributes.
وهو أن تعتقد اعتقادا جازما صحيحا.
And it is that you believe firmly.
بأن لله الأسماء الحسنى.
That Allah has a beautiful names.
والحسنى يعني البالغة في الحسن الكمال.
That the حسنى here means that they are complete.
وله الصفات العليا العالية الكاملة.
The صفات the attributes. Are the height of perfection.
وهذا الإيمان بالأسماء والصفات.
And this belief in the names and the attributes.
يجب أن يكون مبني على الكتاب والسنة.
Must be based on the book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Prophet.
فنؤمن بكل اسم سمى الله به نفسه في كتابه.
And we believe in every name that Allah has named himself with in the book.
ونؤمن بكل اسم سمى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ربه في سنته الثابتة الصحيحة.
And we believe in every name that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has named our Lord in the authentic Sunnah.
ونؤمن بكل صفة وصف الله بها نفسه كما في كتابه.
And we believe in every name, every attribute that Allah has named in His book.
وبكل صفة ونؤمن بكل صفة وصف بها رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ربه في سنته الصحيحة.
And every attribute that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned in the authentic Sunnah.
لأن الله عز وجل أعلم بنفسه من خلقه.
Because Allah knows Himself better than the creation.
فإذا أخبر عن نفسه أن اسمه كذا وكذا.
So if He says that His name is such and such.
وصفته كذا وكذا.
And His attribute is such and such.
وهو أعلم بنفسه من خلقه.
And He is more knowledgeable of His own self than the creation.
لا يسعنا إلا أن نؤمن بما أخبر به عن نفسه. لا يسعنا إلا أن نؤمن بما أخبر الله جل وعلا به عن نفسه.
It's not for us to we can only believe in what he has told us about himself.
ونؤمن بكل ما أخبر به الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And we believe in everything that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم has informed us about.
لأن الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Because the Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم.
صادق المصدق.
Is the truthful who must be believed.
قال الله عنه.
Allah has said about him.
وما ينطق عن الهوى إن هو إلا وحي يوحى.
He does not speak of his own desire. It is only a revelation revealed to him.
فلا يتكلم نقصا من هوى نفسه.
So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم did not speak of his own desires.
وإنما وحي من الله تعليم من الله فيقول ما أخبره الله به.
So this was the revelation from Allah. He was taught by Allah from revelation.
يقول الله عز وجل على رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Allah has said about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi
wa sallam, وَلَوْ تَقَوَّلَ عَلَيْنَا بَعْضَ الْأَقَاوِيلِ,
and if he were to change some of the words,
لَأَخَذْنَا مِنْهُ بِالْيَمِينِ ثُمَّ لَقَطَعْنَا مِنْهُ الْوَتِينِ وَالْوَتِينِ عِرْقٌ فِي الْقَلْبِ إِذَا انْقَطَعَ لَا تَبْقَى مَعَهُ الْحَيَاةُ.
We would take him by his right side and we would cut off his artery or one of the main veins to the heart. And it is not, the Prophet ﷺ would never change any of the words of Allah Ta'ala.
فَلَا يَتَكَلَّمْ عَنِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا بِعِلْمٍ.
He only spoke about Allah with knowledge.
وَمَا لَا يَعْلَمُهُ وَكَلَ الْعِلْمَ إِلَى اللَّهِ.
And whatever he didn't know about Allah, then he would leave that knowledge to Allah.
سَأَلَهُ نَفْرٌ مِنَ الْيَهُودِ عَنِ الْرُوحِ.
So a group of the Yahud asked him about the spirit.
فَسَكَتَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمَ.
So the Prophet ﷺ remained silent.
حَتَّى نَزَعَ الْوَحِي.
Until the wahi came down to him.
وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوحِ قُلِ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي وَمَا أُوتِيتُ مِنْ عِلْمٍ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا.
And they ask you concerning the spirit, the ruh, say that you, that this is the knowledge with Allah and you have not been given much knowledge, you have only been given a little.
فالروح مخلوقة.
So the ruh, the spirit is created.
لم يتكلم عنها وهي مخلوقة عن لم يتكلم عنها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وهي مخلوقة, فكيف يتكلم عن الله؟
So the ruh is created and Rasulullah ﷺ did not speak of it and it is created. So how can he speak about Allah without knowledge? So he did not speak of his own desires. But he only spoke from the revelation from Allah. So a Muslim cannot talk about Allah except what has been informed to him from Allah Azza wa
Jal.
And it is required from our belief in the names and attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal.
And asma Allah Azza wa Sifat taliqu bihi.
That the names and attributes, they are befitting of His Majesty.
لا تماثل صفات المخلوقين.
They do not, they are not similar to the names and attributes of the creation.
لأن الله عز وجل عن نفسه ليس كمثله شيء.
Because Allah has said about Himself, there is nothing similar to Him.
وقال جل وعلا ولم يكن له كفوا أحد والكل المتين. الله لا كف له.
And Allah has said there is no kuf, there is no kuf to him, there is no one similar to him.
Allah la nadhira lahu.
So he has no similarity, no similitude.
Wa la sharika lahu.
And no partner to him.
Wa la mathila lahu.
And no one, nothing that is like him.
Wa dhalika li kamalihi subhanahu wa sifatuhu 'aliya.
And that is because of his perfection and his lofty attributes.
صفاته كاملة.
His perfect and complete attributes.
وصفات المخلوق ناقصة.
And the attributes of the creation, they are deficient.
تناسب حاله وفناءه.
And they are appropriate for their weakness and deficiency, and that they will pass away.
وصفات الله كاملة.
And the complete and perfect attributes of Allah.
تليق بذاته وبطائه وكماله.
They are appropriate for His, that He remains forever and He is perfect.
وليس معنى أنه ليس كمثل شيء أنه لا صفات له.
And it doesn't mean that when we say that when Allah says that there is no one similar to Him, that He doesn't have any attributes.
كما فهم ذلك أهل البدع.
As some of the people of innovation believe.
فقال الله ليس كمثل شيء.
They said that when He said there is nothing similar to Allah.
إذا لا صفات له.
Then He has no attributes.
وهذا منافي للكتاب والسنة.
And this goes against the book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Prophet.
ولكمال الله عز وجل.
And the completion of Allah عز وجل.
فمن لا صفات له.
So the one who has no attributes.
فهو ناقص.
Then he is deficient.
والله عز وجل كامل من كل وجه.
And Allah is complete and perfect in every respect.
لكن له صفات تليق به.
But He has attributes that are befitting His Majesty.
وليس كمثله شيء.
And nothing is similar to Him.
أي لا مثيل له.
There is no similitude to Him.
ذلك يقول الله في الآية نفسها.
And that is why Allah says in that same ayah.
ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير.
That there is nothing similar to Him and He is the all-hearing, the all-seeing.
فنفى التمثيل.
So He has negated any similitude to Him.
وأثبت الصفات.
And He has affirmed these attributes.
ثم يجب أن نعتقد.
And then it is also obligatory for us to believe.
أننا لا نحيط بالله علما.
That we are not going to encompass Allah with our knowledge.
فلا نعرف كيف الله.
We don't know how Allah is.
لا نعرف كيف ذات الله.
We don't know how the self of Allah is.
ولا كيف صفات الله.
How the attributes of Allah is.
ولا يجوز لنا أن نتقول على الله.
And we are not allowed to say anything about Allah.
فنقول الله بالكيفية الفلانية.
That He is like this person.
هو له كيفية تليق به.
He has a howness that is appropriate for and appropriate for His Majesty.
وله كيفية تليق به.
He has a kayfiyah, a howlness that is appropriate for His Majesty.
لكن نحن لا نحيط بها.
But we don't encompass this knowledge.
لذلك يقول الله عز وجل.
That is why Allah عز وجل says.
ولا يحيطون به علما.
And they will not encompass him in the knowledge.
اعلم بارك الله فيك أخي المسلم.
So know, may Allah bless you, my dear brother Muslim.
ويا طالب العلم خاصة.
And especially the students of knowledge.
أن باب الأسماء والصفات.
That the door of names and attributes.
ينبني على آيتين اثنتين.
That they are built upon two ayahs.
ينبغي أن تحفظهما.
You must memorize these two ayahs.
وتستدل بهما عند الحاجة.
And use them as proof when you need it.
حتى تكون متأصلا.
So that you have this foundation.
بعقيدة أهل السنة والجماعة.
Of the عقيدة of أهل السنة والجماعة.
الآية الأولى قوله تعالى ليس كمثل شيء وهو السميع البصير.
The first ayah is that there is nothing similar to Allah and He is the all-seeing, the all-hearing, the all-seeing.
فالله عز وجل أثبت الصفات لنفسه.
So He has affirmed these attributes for Himself.
وهذا معنى قول أهل السنة.
And this is the statement of أهل السنة والجماعة.
الإيمان بما لله من الأسماء الحسنى والصفات العلى.
That we believe in the name, the beautiful names and the lofty attributes.
نؤمن بها ونثبتها لله عز وجل.
That we believe them and we affirm them to Allah عز وجل.
وقوله جل وعلا.
And the statement of Allah عز وجل.
ليس كمثله شيء.
Nothing is similar to Him.
نفي للتمثيل.
That it negates any similitude to Allah.
فإثبات لله عز وجل.
And affirming for Allah عز وجل.
مع نفي التمثيل.
With this affirmation and negation.
أما الآية الثانية التي ينبني عليها.
And as for the second ayah.
باب الأسماء والصفات.
In which the names and attributes are based on.
فهي قوله جل وعلا.
It is the statement of Allah عز وجل.
ولا يحيطون به علما.
And they will not encompass him in their knowledge.
فلا أحد يعرف كيف الله.
So no one will know how Allah is.
ولو كيف يتلق به.
They don't know what is suitable for Allah.
لكن نحن لا نحيط به علما.
We don't encompass Allah in our knowledge.
فلكن نقول لله كيفية هو أعلم بها.
So he has a howness, but Allah knows what how that how is.
ومعنى قول أهل السنة من غير تكييف.
And the statement of the Sunnah that we don't ask the how of the names and attributes.
أيننا لا نفتري على الله. لا نكذب على الله ونفتري عليه.
We don't lie about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
ونقول الله بالكيفية الفلانية.
That we say that Allah is like so and so.
لأن كيفية الشيء.
Because the howness of a thing.
لا يمكن أن تعرف كيفية الشيء.
If you don't know how a thing is.
إلا بطريق واحد من ثلاث طرق.
Except in three ways.
إما أن تراه حتى تعرف كيف هو.
That you see it and you see how it is.
وإما أن ترى نظيرا له مثيرا له حتى تعرف كيف هو.
Or you see something that is similar to it so that you would know how that first thing is.
وإما يخبرك أحد خبر بأن الشيء الفلاني بالصفة الكيفية الفلانية.
Or you hear it from someone who tells you that person is like this and this.
لذلك نحن لا نعرف كيف الله.
So that's why we don't know how Allah is.
نؤمن به ولا نعرف كيف هو.
We believe in Him but we don't know how He is.
لأننا لم نرى الله عز وجل حتى نقول كيف هو.
We haven't seen Allah so that we could say we know how He is.
ولم نرى نظيرا له حتى نقيس عليه إذ لا نظير له.
And we there's no partner, there's no one similar to Allah that we could say we saw Him so we know how Allah is.
ولم يخبرنا الله في كتابه ولا رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم في سنته كيف الله.
And we don't know, and Allah has not said in the book, nor Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم in the Sunnah have stated how Allah is.
فماذا وجب علينا؟
So what is obligatory upon us?
أن نيأس من معرفة كيفية الله.
That we are despondent of how Allah is.
ونغلق حتى التفكير كيف الله نغلقه ولا نبحث فيه.
And we close ourselves off to how Allah is.
وفي الحديث قال الله قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم تفكروا في آلاء الله أي في مخلوقات الله.
And in a hadith, Rasulullah ﷺ said, think about the creation of Allah.
ولا تفكروا في ذاته.
But don't think about the self of Allah.
وكل من عبد غير الله.
And everyone that is worshipped besides Allah.
فقد مثل المخلوق بالخالق.
Then he has made the creation like the creator.
لأن الله عز من صفاته.
Because Allah in his names and attributes.
أنه هو الإله الحق المعبود المستحق للعبادة.
That he is the God that is worthy of being worshipped.
فإذا عبد المخلوق مخلوقا.
So if the creation worships another creation,
فأعطى المخلوق حق الله عز وجل,
then he has given the right of Allah to that creation,
فعبده كما يعبد الله,
so he worships that creation like he worships Allah,
فقد مثل المخلوق بالخالق,
then he has made that creation like the creator.
والمشركون يوم القيامة,
and the mushrikeen on the day of resurrection,
إذا دخلوا النار,
when they enter the fire,
قالوا عن أنفسهم,
they will say about themselves,
تالله إن كنا لفي ضلال مبين إن نسويكم أي الأصنام برب العالمين.
They would say we were in clear error when we equated these false gods with the رب العالمين.
فهم ما سواهم برب العالمين.
So they did not equate them to رب العالمين.
فقالوا إن الأصنام مثل الله عز تخلق مثل ما يخلق الله.
They said that the asnam, they didn't say that the asnam they create like Allah.
وإنما عبدوها كما يعبد الله.
But they worship them like they worship Allah.
فدعوها كما يدعى الله عز وجل.
They called upon them like they call upon Allah عز وجل.
ونذروا لها كما ينذر لله.
And they made oaths to them. They swore. They made oaths to them like they make oaths to Allah.
وحلفوا أقسموا بها كما يحلف ويقسم بالله.
And they swore by them like they would swear by Allah.
وخافوا منها كما يخاف الله.
And they feared them like they would fear Allah.
وأحبوها كما يحب الله.
And they loved them like they love Allah.
فتلك مساواتهم لأصنام الله عز وجل.
So this is how they equated their, Allah to, these idols to Allah.
والمقصود أيها الأخوة الكرام,
and the intention here, my dear brothers,
أن نهتم بالتوحيد,
that we give importance to التوحيد,
فنعتقد بأن الله هو الرب المنفرد بأفعاله,
that we believe that Allah is the Rabb, the Lord, and He is alone in His actions,
وهو الإله الحق المستحق للعبادة وحده لا شريك له,
and He is the God that is worthy of worship and singling Him out in worship,
وكل معبود سواه باطل,
and everything that is worshipped besides Him is falsehood,
وأن نعتقد بأن لله الأسماء الحسنى,
and we believe that Allah has the beautiful name,
والصفات العلى,
and the lofty attributes,
نعتقد بإثباتها ولا ننكرها,
we affirm them and we do not deny them,
ونأخذ على ظاهرها ولا نحرفها,
and we take them at their apparent meaning and we do not change them,
ونعتقد أنها لا تليق بالله عز وجل,
and we do not believe in anything that is not suitable to Allah عز وجل,
ليس كمثله شيء,
we say as Allah says,
وهو السميع البصير,
that there is nothing similar to Him and He is the all hearing, the all seeing,
ونعتقد أننا لا نحيط بالله علما,
and we believe that we will not encompass Him in our knowledge.
فلا نقول كيف الله.
We do not say how is Allah.
ولا نبحث عن كيف الله.
Nor do we search on how Allah is.
ولكن له كيفية تليق به سبحانه وتعالى نحيط بها علما.
But there is a كيفية, there is a howness to Allah. We don't know how that how is.
والكلام في التوحيد.
And the speech about التوحيد.
يحتاج إلى محاضرات.
It requires many lectures.
أوسع مما ذكرت.
Much more than what we have mentioned here.
ولكن بهذا القدر صلى الله أن ينفعنا وإياكم.
But we ask that Allah benefits us with this what we've taken so far.
ونجيب عن ما يتيسر من الأسئلة.
And we will answer whatever is easy for us to answer with regards to the questions.
لما يتعلق الموضوع أو غيره.
That is in connection to this topic or other than that.
وأسأل الله التوفيق والسداد.
And we ask Allah for success.
وأن يوفقنا وإياكم جميعا.
And that He grant me and you success.